It's 5 after the hour. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Clear skies, 10% chance of precipitation today. It's Monday. It's October 24th, 2016. Mostly sunny, a chance of showers this morning. Highs around 60, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25, chance of rain is 30%. Mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, cooler with lows in the 30s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the lower 50s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Widespread frost in the morning on Wednesday, highs around 50. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy and rain showers on Thursday, likely mainly in the afternoon. Highs around 50, chance of rain 70%. Partly sunny, highs in the upper 50s on Friday the 28th. And partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers. Highs around 60 on Saturday. That is Good Morning, Hunter, and the Sun Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormone regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
It's 12 o'clock and it's a wonderful day. I know you hate me, but I'll ask anyway. Won't you come with me to a place in a little town?
Welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter, and Hunchimer.com. It's a little silver chair this morning. All right, we're Monday. Let's keep going. Lots of things to do. We got to check traffic. See what's going on Hunter County Road. HARTTV.com says my alert. You can get them too. Register with them. They'll send you alerts via email. You can also follow them on Twitter. Let's see what's going on out there. Incident early this morning, 78 eastbound, exit 4, Greenwich Township motor vehicle accident. Happened a quarter after 6 this morning. I don't have an all clear. I'm assuming it's already cleared up. That's it for right now. Drive safe, sound smart. Good morning, Hunter and Hunchimer Radio Traffic. It's time for some history for October 24th, 2016. Start off with our lead story. On this day in 1901, a 63-year-old schoolteacher named Anne Edson Taylor becomes the first person to take the plunge over Niagara Falls in a barrel. After her husband died in the Civil War, the New York-born Taylor moved all over the U.S. before settling in Bay City, Michigan, around 1898. And in July of 1901, while reading an article about the Pan-American Exposition in Buffalo, she learned of the growing popularity of two enormous waterfalls located in the border of upstate New York and Canada. Strapped for cash and seeing fame, Taylor came up with the perfect attention-getting stunt. She would go over Niagara Falls in a barrel. She wasn't the first one to attempt the plunge over the famous falls. In October of 1829, Sam Patch, known as the Yankee Leaper, survived jumping down the 175-foot Horseshoe Falls of the Niagara River on the Canadian side of the border. More than 70 years later, Taylor chose to take the ride on her birthday, October 24th. She claimed she was in her 40s, but genealogical records later showed she was 63. With the help of two assistants, Taylor strapped herself into a leather harness inside an old wooden pickle barrel, 5 feet high and 3 feet in diameter, with cushions lining the barrel to break her fall. Taylor was towed by a small boat the middle of the falls, fast-flowing Niagara Falls, and cut loose. Knocked violently from side to side by the rapids and then propelled over the...
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Local weather here today at HuntingtonChamberRadio.com for the Flemington and the surrounding area. Let's see, today mostly sunny, high in the 60s. It's about that outside right now, about 60 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 30s. Tuesday, sunny, high in the 50s. Widespread frost likely after 3 a.m. Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning. Highs on Wednesday will hit the 50s, back down low in the 30s on Wednesday night. Showers likely on Thursday afternoon with the temperature in the 50s. Showers likely Thursday night, ending early in the morning. Lows in the 40s on Thursday night. Friday, chance of showers in the morning. Partly cloudy Friday night and showers into Saturday and Saturday night. Stay tuned for Chef Phil's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Chef Bill's Table here at HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Chef Bill Kinslow from Jake's in Flemington here, serving the community for 25 years. And we've been here a few years at the radio station, too, first internet-based radio operated by a chamber of commerce, kind of trailblazing in that way. Always happy to get together on Monday mornings for a little conversation about food and beverages, holidays, anything else crosses our mind. All right, let's say, today actually is National Food Day. And I guess what we should do on this day, of course, with Thanksgiving coming up, remember the bounty that we all enjoy. And also, this is a good day to think about any work or donations with your local food pantries or Second Harvest, City Meals on Wheels, any of these programs that are out there to help fight hunger in the country. It seems even in our, as rich as we are here, there's still people out there that need assistance, either through some kind of misfortune or between jobs, loss of a primary wage earner, or just plain can't generate enough money to feed the family. And even in Hunterdon County, we find, even though it's a relatively wealthy county, there's still a great need out there for helping people. Local food pantry, Flemington Food Pantry, located over in the Walmart Plaza, always ready for donations. And please, when you're donating, don't just take things that have been sitting on the shelf for 2 years and, you know, check the code dates. It's just because it's free or helping somebody, it should still be something that's in good shape. If you're donating frozen food, make sure it's been held properly. There is a lot of food that does go to waste in this country, and this is part of what we're trying to do, is recoup some of that loss. If we have a little bit extra, please share it when it's still in good shape. But all donations are appreciated, and there is help that comes from NorwestCAP, different charity organizations to keep the pantry stocked, but there's always a need for something there, or even volunteer your time. There are benefits that come around here in Flemington several times a year for helping the food pantry. I know we've done several. We did the opening over there in the new facility. It's pretty good, so check it out. Do what you can to help others. And now, the 25th now is Greasy Foods Day, which, let's face it, we all like a little bit of that. And with the cool weather coming, maybe we can indulge once in a while. One of the ultimate ones, the Rhode Island-style fried calamari. We offer it at the restaurant, and you take fried calamari, and then you toss it with more garlic butter or garlic oil, a little spice in it. These little Cajun spice, and then the hot pickled peppers. We use jalapenos and pepperoncinis, and this is the ultimate, probably, greasy foods. But good grease, though, not bad grease. Bad grease is no good. We have the 26th is Pumpkin Day. We got potatoes. So, looking ahead, October is almost over, and in a couple of weeks, we'll all be getting ready for our big feast day, Thanksgiving. Although it's a decent restaurant day, most people obviously are at home, do the big turkey roast. Now, we'll have a couple of ideas on that as we get closer to that time. I always like to do something around it. Good holiday. My kids always liked it because there was no gift-giving or any other things getting in the way. It was just sitting down for a nice meal, everybody helping out, and just relax. Hopefully, you're able to do that at some point during the day. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody. So, the other day, I had a question posed to me. My mother-in-law had made some meatball mix, and it was in the evening, and she said, is it okay to hold this meatball mix overnight in its raw state, or do I need to make them right away because of the raw egg in there? And of course, my response was absolutely You can let the mix sit overnight. It's actually probably going to get better, especially the breadcrumbs or whatever filler you have in there. They're just going to get even softer. And better to do that than to try to cook and then have to chill them and refrigerate them chilled. It takes more space. So just that little pound or so, couple of pounds of meatball mix would sit nicely covered. Again, remember there's raw meat, raw egg in there. Of course, you're going to cook them well done. So no issue there. And I got to thinking about sausage, meatballs, sausage, very similar in one way, especially nowadays. The ratio of filler to meat is about the same. Sausages nowadays are about 70% fat in your standard, say, your raw Italian sausage. There's leaner ones out there made with poultry and even vegetables, which is kind of cool, seafood. But you need something to keep the meat tender while it's cooking, and also it adds that nice, softer texture to it than just, say, a plain hamburger or taking a ground meat, ground pork or veal or anything like that, just making a patty out of it. It's seasoned and also stretched out a little bit for tenderness. And actually, the word sausage does come from salt, the Roman Latin word. And sausages normally are high in salt content. You can make your own, at least some simple sausages. And there's procedures, of course, if you're an aficionado, at the sausage stuff or the grinder, the whole thing. That's pretty cool. You can control the amount of salt in there. Salt was used also always to preserve them, but just like that meatball mix, we like to let the meat cure for a little while. So when we're making a sausage, a fresh sausage or anything, even if we're going to smoke the sausage, you always want to let the meat sit for a while and let the flavors come together. So we're going to go through a couple of ideas and maybe a couple of other seasonal dishes. Cranberries come into play this month, as well as apples. We'll explore a couple of things that way. We're going to break for a couple of messages, and we'll be back at the table.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambi's, Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down to you, shining on my heart, so you could see the truth.
All right, we're back at the table here, Chef Bill. So, what? Oh, another an item we're trying out here. End of the harvest. We've got we had the Jersey tomatoes all summer, and all of a sudden, of course, a couple of weeks ago, a threat of frost. Farmer had to harvest whatever was there. So we have a lot of green tomatoes, and of course, the red ones. Oddly enough, last week we had summer weather. If any were left out there, I'm sure they would ripen a little bit. So instead of a BLT, we offer the fried green tomatoes until the harvest is gone, and now we seem to have an abundance of them. So we changed up the BLT, and we're making them with fried green tomato. We do a simple Crumitz flour and egg, and then we do a mix of equal parts cornmeal, Parmesan cheese, and panko crumbs. So you got a little bit of the crunch in there from the cornmeal, a little salt from the cheese, and so you bread them, flour, egg, and this cornmeal mixture. We deep fried, of course. You can shallow fry, probably easier. But green tomatoes, good texture. Of course, don't have the sweetness of the red tomatoes, but nonetheless works well in a sandwich. And we have your bacon, like you'd normally have in a BLT. And instead of mayonnaise, I made pimento cheese. Well, pimento cheese is thought to, you know, traditionally a southern staple, although the origin of it actually is the north, believe it or not. Pimento cheese today we make our own. I don't know if anybody remembers the jars that used to be on the shelf in the grocery store. It was more like an orange, kind of a cream cheese spread. And that's really how it started, the Philly cream cheese. The cream cheese factories, of course, when they started producing, they had an abundance of this cheese. They could make a ton of it. No real aging required or anything like that. And at the time, pimentos coming from Spain were relatively cheap, nice sweet red peppers in the cans. And they would blend those together and make this dip, stip or a spread, whatever you want to call it. Well, when it went south, I mean, it kind of fell out of favor for a while. And then in the south, it became this with grated cheese. There was a cheese called hoop cheese they used. We like to use a sharp cheddar now. Mine's a blend of sharp cheddar and some American, and then a mild Asiago. Need a little bit of mayonnaise to hold it together, and the chopped pimento, and you can spice this however you like. I do a little cayenne and white pepper. You could use grated onion if you like. I choose onion powder, Worcestershire, Tabasco. But it makes a nice spread, and you put the, of course, you have your toast, your pimento cheese, the fried hot green tomatoes and bacon on there, and you press it together, and the cheese starts to melt a little bit. And a little enhancement we put on is our marinated onions. If you like onion on there, of course, by all means do it. We marinate ours in our herb vinaigrette. Kind of takes the punch out of them, adds a little flavor. If you like this kind of thing, take your favorite vinaigrette and thin sliced red onions. Cover the onions with the dressing and let them sit at least overnight. A few days is even better. Softens the onion and really makes a nice garnish or relish accompaniment to anything. right, so talking about sausages, what we're going to do, and I've had pretty good luck to say traditionally sausages might be up to 50% fat, and it was always a way to use the tougher cuts of meat, more connective tissue, of course, a lot more flavor. So that would be something from your brisket, shoulder, parts of whatever beast you're grinding up there. You can find pre-ground meat. Now, I've had decent luck with that also, especially if you're looking for something a little bit lower fat. And you don't even need to put these in casings either. That seems to be another, getting the casings, the tubes. There's artificial ones out there. You could wrap sausages in plastic, but if you like the casings are good. Call fat also is good for wrapping larger sausages. But you can actually just form patties, anything that you could put in a casing, you can also make a patty with. As I say, the key thing is to let the mixture rest. Make sure it's very cold when you're mixing it. And let the salt and the ingredients kind of disperse through there. Instead of trying to, a meatball normally, we would make the mix and then form them and cook them right away. But a lot of times meatballs are simmered in a sauce, although we'll give you a little twist here for fried meatballs, which is also almost like a little homemade sausage. That was the first time I realized just stretching out a meatball mixture can give you that softer texture of a nice fine ground sausage. And in fact, a lot of fine ground sausages are out there. Think of hot dogs, think of Weisswurst, Knackwurst, all these what you call emulsified sausages. The mixture is finely chopped over and over until it is very smooth, similar to making a pâté. All these things kind of relate to the garbage work that classical restaurants would do. Again, part of it to use up tougher cuts of meat or scraps of seafood or poultry. But really, I like starting with the 80-20. I've made lamb, I've made pork, veal sausages. And you just stretch them out with a little milk or cream. A little bit of cheese in there would work. Heavy cream works. It's nice and fatty. At the very least, a little bit of water. When you're making a sausage, we always would soak the spices in water first, ice water. Wanted to keep it cold. We used to make a simple Italian sausage. There's the fennel and the crushed pepper, whatever, some cracked black pepper. Let them soak in the ice water, kind of softens them a little bit, and again, spreads that flavor around better. Think of a boudin sausage in Louisiana. That's thinned out a little bit of rice, cooked rice, which is actually a nice low-fat way to stretch out and give you that soft texture you're looking for in a sausage. Breadcrumbs, of course, traditionally, then you're more talking about a meatball. So what could you do with a meatball mix and almost fry it up like a patty? I would do is just double the egg. I used to do up in Syracuse, we had fried meatballs like that. We had our meatball mix, and we would put double the amount of egg, no extra breadcrumbs. So the mixture's relatively soft. But make little patties and sauté them. These did not get put in the sauce. They were very delicate. But real tasty. If you want something that's, you can taste the meat, the seasonings, maybe a little sauce on the side, but it makes a good little appetizer. I've done it with lamb. You can make little oval patties. You can actually form the mix into little sausages if you like. Roll them up in little tubes and let them sit for a little bit. You could flour them and fry them. Give them a little crust on the outside. Many things you could do. Something along this line, veal and ricotta meatballs. And we've made them at the restaurant before. You'll see them in some, not just Italian restaurants, sometimes even steakhouses. Chefs will offer these as a nice appetizer. And kind of based on something called nudie, which is, you may have seen that with spinach or other fillings, even ricotta, which is a ravioli without the pasta around it. And these, of course, are gluten-free, which is a help for many people nowadays. And they're real tasty. When we come back after the break here at half an hour, we're going to run through this veal ricotta meatball recipe. And a couple of other thoughts. We're looking something seasonal with cranberries, a nice risotto with dried cranberries, maybe some of your sausage or even smoked chicken or turkey. When we return to Chef Bill's Table.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In what would be one of the biggest mergers in history, AT&T is planning to buy Time Warner. But a Senate antitrust subcommittee will hold a hearing into the deal as Democrats and Republicans both raise questions about it. The Wall Street Journal's Keech Hagee telling Fox News a lot of issues have to be addressed.
Not just the Senate committee, but also the Justice Department and even the FCC will be looking at this to see if consumers are harmed. That's part of what the FCC is looking into, whether it's in the public interest and whether competition is removed from the marketplace.
Republican Donald Trump says he would block the sale if he wins the White House, although the power to block a deal like that would fall to the Justice Department, which has not commented. Two of the nation's largest discount brokerage firms are merging. TD Ameritrade just announcing it plans to buy Scottrade for $4 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Could your congressman pass the FBI security check? Enemies Within, a documentary that will make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, exposes 80 congressmen and 20 senators who cannot. Enemies Within shows how communists, socialists, and extremist progressives are able to influence politicians and even write the laws that control the lives of all Americans. Trevor Loudon's best-selling book has been brought to the screen, and now you can have it on DVD. It must be watched before this election. Order your copy now and schedule a viewing party. Order it at enemieswithinmovie.com/USA and share it with your friends and family. The socialist enemy and the Muslim Brotherhood have already infiltrated the government. This film exposes who they are and how they must be stopped. Get it now at enemieswithinmovie.com/USA.
All right, we're back at the table here. So, sausage, probably the thing you might want to try first, just something, a simple breakfast sausage. Many times, you know, you see the brown and serve, the pre-cooked, you've got the little tubes of ground sausage meat, but this is one simple one you can make yourself and actually just use the regular ground pork that's in the supermarket. Key thing again, let it sit overnight. You can make little patties, and the seasoning, besides your salt and pepper, would be a little sage. Do fresh or dried. If you're using dried, be careful. It's fairly strong. Marjoram, which is an oregano cousin. A little nutmeg, believe it or not. Just that hint, not overpowering. And mix this well. Again, maybe add a little cold water. If you want to hydrate those spices first, that would help. And it's going to keep the mixture soft. Let it sit at least overnight. So then when you're going to cook it for breakfast, you make little patties, or if you're doing a sausage gravy, actually just easy, any crumbled sausage recipe, no real excuse for not making your own. Just have the ground meat, season it, let it sit overnight. It's going to pick up all that flavor, and then make your recipe with that. And a cousin to this would be, of course, a bratwurst, kind of a little coarser ground sausage for Oktoberfest. And again, you could make patties, you could form little rolls, if you like. I like to do a, again, I said a slightly flattened oval shape. Done that with, did lamb a few times, a merguez flavor, just red wine and a little vinegar, paprika, harissa if you want something spicy in there, but at the very least some oregano, some cumin, and crushed red pepper, give it a little bit of heat. But the bratwurst, the seasoning would be some ground celery seed, and a little bit of sage, and some ground mace, salt and white pepper. Let that meat again, let it cure overnight, and then you could make little bratwurst patties, or as I say, little steak sausages, if you will. So now, our veal ricotta meatballs. And these are good. These ground veal. And probably if you wanted to substitute pork, it would be all right, because that grinds up kind of finely. I know we talked before about, even last week, about the lasagna, the meat mixture for bolognese. The veal, mild flavor, but does grind up very finely, so you're going to get a nice, smooth texture. So for this, 2.5 pounds of ground veal, it's a fairly good size recipe. Cut it in half if you like, but these are good. You'll probably want to make a few extra. So we have 2.5 pounds of ground veal and 1.5 pounds of ricotta cheese, the regular ricotta. 4 eggs. We need 1.5 cups of grated Parmesan. 1/4 cup of parsley. Nice chopped parsley in there. 1.5 teaspoons of each of salt, black pepper, nutmeg. 1.5 teaspoons each of those, as I said. Then 1/4 teaspoon each of garlic and onion powder. And we're going to have chopped fresh basil on hand for when we're cooking them. That's going to flavor the meatballs and the sauce. So when I'm making something like meatballs or meatloaf or any, even, as I said, sausage, I take all the seasonings and put them together. That's one thing nice about having a recipe. If you're kind of feeling your way through it, of course, it's a little bit harder to do. But in this case, I like to mix the eggs, the ricotta, all the seasonings, everything except the fresh basil gets mixed together. And then you blend it into the ground meat, the ground veal. And mix it thoroughly. Don't be afraid. You want to keep it fairly cold. I don't know if I'd... You could use a paddle mixer and a stand... A paddle attachment and a stand mixer, but you may emulsify it a little bit too much. Mixing by hand is fine. Use the gloves if you feel necessary. Make sure your hands are clean, of course. But mix this. It's going to be a very soft mixture, but make sure it should look almost white. Even though the veal is nice and pink, this mixture will be kind of an odd color. It won't look like a meat mixture, but don't worry. You've got enough egg in there. It's going to help set that ricotta cheese. We'll make meatballs out of this, but they're very soft, and actually they'll just naturally flatten a little bit, so they won't be perfect circles. And we've roasted them in the oven, a nice 450-degree oven with a little oil. Or you can pan fry them. And you're going to want to make sure they're cooked all the way. But if your pan frying is nice, you get a little bit of a crust on them. No flour or anything. Remember, these are supposed to be gluten-free. Once they're browned, we'll put them in a casserole. Well, you could call it a casserole or a hotel pan in the restaurant. And a little bit of your favorite tomato sauce. And we don't cover them in the sauce. We just have maybe about halfway up the meatballs and sprinkle with chopped basil after they're cooked. Heat them in the oven until they're cooked through. And they cook fairly quickly because, remember, it's a third of this is ricotta cheese. And then you actually got another, with all the Parmesan in there, this mixture is about half cheese. And this would be another thing called nudie, that you could actually poach these, and it would be almost like a veal ricotta filling for raviolis. I think that's where it came from. But making these into meatballs, very tender. As I said, they're gluten-free, that fresh basil and tomato on there. Serve a little warm bread with it. Make great sandwiches. We've done them on a nice French roll. Again, very tender and good for you. Nice and lean. Veal and ricotta meatballs. Something. Oh, we're going to segue into cranberries, I think, next, right? Something other. It was a. Did it a few years ago. Probably ready to try it again. This time of year, of course, we think of turkey and Thanksgiving. Turducken. If you're down south, that might be more the way you go. The boneless turkey with boneless duck and boneless chicken stuffed inside. I always make that for New Year's Day. That's my big one-dish meal. Usually takes about 3.5 hours to cook. It's all in the preparation. Got the stuffing, got to butcher the meat, but great roast. So we did a version. I'd seen it. A chef in Philadelphia did it. A turducken burger. Now, there's versions out there where the recipe just calls for ground turkey, ground chicken, and ground duck, and then you kind of mix them together, and I think, you know, each one kind of loses its integrity. So what we did is, this chef, which worked out very well, is you get ground turkey, and if you can get ground turkey that's not all white meat, or all the turkey breast meat, all the better. You want a little bit dark in there. If you're grinding your own, of course, you could get boneless turkey thighs and grind that in there. But we want ground turkey and ground chicken. And for the duck part, we buy the duck confit. Now, you could confit your own legs, duck confit legs. Basically, you're, again, curing those overnight, salt, pepper, little bit of, you could do nutmeg, cinnamon, ground black pepper, kind of a pate spice, we call it. But you'd have the duck legs sit overnight with that, and then you're going to cook them ideally in duck fat, but at the very least, you'll almost cover them with oil and slowly oil poach them in an oven or on the stovetop. You don't want it to be much over 300 or so degrees. This is another way of preserving meats that were done, or actually they were cooked like this and then stored in the fat with no air getting to them. And because of the salt cure, of course, you had that preservative quality. Duck confit, again, for serious cooks, one of the great things. We add it to cassoulet. It's good. They're good fried up with a, put on a frisée salad. But you can buy confit duck legs in the store. You don't need much. You want to shred this duck meat and stuff the burger. So what we did is make turkey burgers, and you could make them, you know, probably 3.5 ounces, even 4 if you like. You're going to make a good sized burger. You make thin patties out of the turkey and the chicken ground, and what you'll do is on your turkey burger, you put some of the shredded duck leg confit and put the chicken burger on top and kind of seal the edges. Now, we used to cook them, we liked a cast iron pan, and we would do a little Cajun spice on the burgers, only honoring the the source of the turducken, the Cajuns down there. So a little Cajun spice. You want to saute these. You're not going to put these on the grill. The meat's a little bit soft. You could finish them on the grill, but we like them in the pan. And you'll get them brown. You want that little crust on it, but make sure that they cook through. Of course, it's poultry, so you're going to cook them all the way through. Make sure the duck confit gets heated. And you've got a great burger. We'd put a little veal demi-glace on, but that's, you know, something probably a home chef wouldn't really have on hand. but also good with cranberry, some kind of cranberry chutney or cranberry relish that you either, I mean, I wouldn't do the jellied cranberry that you buy, but I would make something out of cranberries, or even some kind of, you know, chipotle mayonnaise or, I mean, almost anything. If you want to spice up a ketchup or flavor a ketchup, maybe mango, something. The fruit kind of helps if you're doing even a cranberry mustard. Kind of helps with the poultry. So a turducken burger, again, you know, a roast that takes a lot of time, but you could make that same kind of flavor profile with the ground meat. We've got a break for a couple of messages. Let's see, what's up next? We want to do a nice risotto with dried cranberries and possibly another side dish, some sweet potatoes. Chef Bill's Table.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Back at the table here, Chef Bill's Table, HuntingChamberRadio.com. All right, so cranberries. I know we mentioned apples and cranberries a couple of three weeks ago, maybe. That's what we think of right now. Something that would be nice, actually, with, well, smoked chicken or smoked turkey. Could be sliced up or even as a side dish for pork or ham. But even try it with some of your sausage patties. I've had something similar to this with a colleague of mine years ago. He would make a turkey ossobuco, if you know Ossipuco, the veal shank. Well, he did it with turkey leg, the drumsticks. Took slices and braised it and served this cranberry risotto, which is a pretty cool side dish using dried cranberries. I like to get the regular dried, the Craisins, I know it's a brand name, the sweetened dried cranberries. They're okay, but sometimes a little too much sugar. I just buy, I know for our salads, I get straight dried cranberries. So this risotto, which is the Italian rice, you need the arborio rice, a cup and a half of rice. You'll probably use about 5 cups of chicken broth or chicken stock. And this little bit of sliced mushroom is good. Of course, you need some white wine. So you've got your butter and olive oil, about a couple of tablespoons of each. And we saute some minced shallot. You could use diced onion, but a couple of tablespoons of shallots are good. And you have your sliced mushrooms. You also saute the rice before you start adding your wine and your broth. And the broth should be hot. Should be, you know, not boiling hot, but simmering. That's the secret with risotto. You add hot broth gradually, and you're stirring it. And stir it gently. You don't want to break up the rice too much. But what that does is helps release some of the starch in the rice. So the risotto should be creamy. You should not have to add heavy cream to a risotto. I know some recipes call for that. But really a little pat of whole butter at the end is fine to finish. But you shouldn't need to add cream to make a risotto creamy. So when the rice gets a little bit toasted, half cup of white wine. You'll stir that till it gets absorbed, and then you start adding about a cup at a time chicken broth. Now, after maybe 2 or 3 cups of broth, add 3/4 of a cup of dried cranberries. That will give it time. They'll plump, they'll cook a little bit in there. Dried cranberries are best for this rather than the sourness of the fresh or frozen whole cranberries. Now, another addition to this would be nice diced butternut squash, which I would say you could add those when you're sautéing the mushrooms, the butternut, but sometimes, of course, it will give it a little bit of that orange color. Another nice way would be to just sauté the diced butternut on the side and fold it in afterwards. That way you get the texture that you want. It's not undercooked, it's not overcooked, and it retains its nice shape instead of starting to dissolve. So when this risotto is almost finished, we're going to have a little, couple of teaspoons of chopped sage. And at that point, you could blend in 3/4 of a pound of sliced or julienned smoked turkey, smoked chicken. What I'm proposing is, of course, finish your risotto with that little sprinkle of Parmesan, salt and pepper, and maybe a little minced chive, and serve it with some of your sausage patties that you've made, whether veal or pork. It doesn't have to be smoked. I think if you're doing smoked sausages, that's a whole other process. You need to cure them first with the pink salt, and then you want to dry them for a little while and cold smoke them. They're that's something for another day. Now, if risotto's not your thing, of course, you could adapt this kind of combination with wild rice. And oftentimes, you know, wild rice may be mixed with regular rice instead of just straight wild rice. But if you like wild rice, adding some dried cranberries while the rice is cooking, sautéed mushrooms, maybe some toasted hazelnuts. And actually, to season that, a little chopped watercress or even chopped arugula. You want something a little green and a little bit peppery. And this would make a nice wild rice mix that you could also even use for a stuffing. But again, your dried cranberries and mushrooms, good combination. Now, our sweet potatoes, something that may have a little color. It's interesting sweet potato recipes. Most of them call for adding more sugar. And sweet potatoes, to me, they're already sweet. We like to take them in a little bit more savory direction, or at least not as sugary as most people like them. What we do now is we'll take some sweet potatoes. We make mashed sweet potatoes on holidays. I like them not with the, you know, the marshmallows and all that stuff. We keep them a little bit sweet. We use a little maple syrup, but just to enhance the natural sweetness. Now, with this mix also, I like to use a little powdered ginger. It gives a little bit of heat to it, a little bit of spice. But you could take take about 4 pounds of sweet potatoes and roast them. 350, you know, 400. Roast them till they're tender. Meantime, you're going to take a cup of cranberries and a half cup of water, and you're going to simmer these till the cranberries pop. Release some of their juice there and get soft textured. So you have your sweet potatoes. You've roasted them, let them cool until you can handle them. You're going to peel them, or if they're roasted very soft, I just scoop them. And mash these with 2 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons of maple syrup, half teaspoon of chili powder, 2 teaspoons of cumin, and the ginger powder, some salt and pepper. You've got these mashed, and then you'll take those cooked cranberries and kind of fold them in. You still want to maintain that integrity of the cranberries. You could alter this recipe, too, with just roasted diced sweet potatoes. We do this similar seasoning. We use coriander and some cumin, some ginger, and season roasted sweet potatoes with that. Chili powder, a little bit of spice in there. The heat and sweet combination works. So another sweet potato side dish that's a little bit of that nice acid from the cranberries. You've got sweetness in the maple syrup. Good balanced side dish instead of something that's one-dimensional. It's only sweet. All right, so the hour's gone. We're almost gone. But think of you're doing meatballs, just as easy to turn it into a sausage. Remember, let the mix hang overnight, at least overnight, before you shape your patties or shape your little sausages, or even if you're just going to crumble and brown it. Again, ways to stretch out the sausage. Eggs are always good. Heavy cream is always good. Ice water could stretch out. Or cooked rice. As I mentioned before, the boudin, the cooked rice, well-done cooked rice, nice and soft, could actually get mixed in there to soften, give you some texture for the sausage. And again, that's what you want. You don't just want to take ground meat and make that's called a hamburger. You just make a little meat patty out of that. We want it seasoned. We want soft texture. And experiment with different meats. Just say pork, veal, beef. You could even make beef sausages. But poultry. Poultry's a little softer. You know that you might sometimes milk powder. The commercial sausage makers, you'll see whey solids used in there. Non-fat milk powder is another good, add some protein and some structure to your sausage. We're going to sign off for now. We'll be back next week with more fall topics. Got Halloween coming up. I don't know if anybody's doing parties. Wyatt's going to be on next and announce some local happenings. New radio host here at 100andChamberRadio.com. Welcome him, and Chef Bill will talk to you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.
Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.